While our esteemed gabbais are looking for the Torah portion, talk a little bit about it. So, as with all kinds of things in Torah, at this point in Genesis, Parshat Vayishlach talks about a whole bunch of stuff, so we get to pick a thing or two and we'll talk about it for a little bit. So we have the very famous story of Yaakov being named Israel, and we could talk about that, but there's a couple other things in there that kind of slip past us if we're not real careful about it. So first thing is that Yaakov goes through all of this stuff with his brother. Yaakov and Esav have come to really encapsulate the ideas of the good brother and the bad brother. The brother that wants to be included in God's promises to Avram and Yitzhak, and the brother that doesn't really care about such things until he's going to lose out, and then suddenly he does care, but he doesn't care. And so, as we talked about last week, Yaakov and Esav duke it out for the blessing of Yitzchak while Yitzchak is on his deathbed. Now, this week in Vayishlach, we notice that Yitzchak, 40 years later, is still on his deathbed and finally passes away, and both Yaakov and Esav are there to bury him. They're there to bury him. Now, this is where the long-standing tradition of Jewish men to kvetch about dying for 40 years comes from. So, I intend to make full use of that tradition to extract as much from the congregation as I can. I'm just kidding. It tells us something about time and the Torah, that it's not really what we look at. I mean, the 40 years between Yitzchak's doing the blessing to Yaakov rather than Esav, and the whole story with Yaakov and the lentil soup and getting Esav agree to sell his inheritance. And then 40 years go by. And what happens in the 40 years? Well, a lot of stuff to Yaakov. He goes off and gets married and lifts the veil and goes, "Ah! Wrong one." And then goes to Lavan and says, Rachel, that's the one I wanted. And so Lavan says, "Okay, you can marry her, but you got to agree to work another 7 years." Okay, so, and a lot of people don't catch this. He immediately marries Rachel a week later, but he has to stay for the 7 years. And so he stays for the seven years. And then he's afraid to come back to Esav, and so what does he do? Well, what any of us would do. He doesn't go to confront Esav by himself. He sends angels. You know? Well, this tells us a couple of things. You know, first off, Yaakov could send angels. You know, that's a pretty good thing. There's some times I would have liked to have sent emissaries from God instead of going to do the dirty work myself, particularly when I'm not real certain about who I'm going to be talking to. But so far, okay, but Yaakov could do this. And there's reasons why. And it's a more advanced study. So we go through all of this, and he sort of makes amends sort of with Esav. And then Esav goes and is marrying Canaanite girls. And Yaakov is not allowed to do that. Yaakov has to go back to Haran, right? So he's returning now with Leah and Rachel. And this is a big difference. This is a big difference between Yaakov and Esav. You marry the Canaanite girls. So because Esav does this, we get the genealogy of Esav, which is not us. Which is not us. But people that are living in the land, even to the time after Moses. Okay, and he's called Edom, which means red. Right? Edom, it's the root is dam, which is blood. So Edom is a color red, ostensibly because he wanted Yaakov's lentil stew, which was red. Which for our Hispanics in the cloud, that means he put enough hot pepper in it. I heard you were Dutch, so you know. So when you're getting rice tafel, there's always one dish you want to be very careful about. Okay, so he's called Red, and Edom shows up as enemies of Israel all through the rest of Torah. There's a very famous story of a young man during the Nazi occupation in Belgium, and he's an orphan, and he's living in an orphanage. And the Nazis come to clear out the orphanage. And they're all being sent to their death, and they know it. They know it. So this young boy. And then a German soldier takes him, is throwing him in the back of a truck. And the young boy looks at the soldier and says, I'm Yaakov and you're Esav. And I know you're going to kill me. But I'd still rather be Yaakov than Esav. So in all of these things that we're looking at, we keep in mind the identity of who we are with Yaakov, or who we should be with Yaakov. And so we come to a point in the Torah that Yaakov is re-entering the land. And there's some very interesting setup. There's a very interesting setup as to how Yaakov gets left alone. And Rashi says some one thing and you can look. But he's left alone. But he's not alone. And there's a man out of nowhere. There's a man. Okay, so the man is there. And they engage in a wrestling match, literally grappling. Okay? And they've been grappling a long time, all night. And then the man dislocates Yaakov's hip. You know, if you watch WWE, I don't know, he did a figure four on him. I don't know. He dislocates his hip. And then says, okay, I gotta go. Why? Shachar. It's dawn. The sun's coming up. So I gotta go. Why? Well, Torah doesn't explain. So of course, where there's a gap and Torah doesn't explain, we're human beings. We try to throw explanations in there. Maybe. So the sages basically look at it and say, well, it's Shachrit. It's time for the morning service. You guys gotta go. Way before Sinai. Right. And so Yaakov's a bit baffled, but says, wait a minute. Before you go, who are you? He says, don't worry about my name, but I'll bless you. And he blesses him. And what does he bless him? Doesn't say. Torah doesn't say. Okay, but he does say that your name from now on will be Yisrael, right? And the translation is, he who struggled with God. The problem is that this is a sort of an obscure translation of Yisrael. You can look into Yisra and El. El mean God. And well, what does Yisra mean? Well, the word Yashar is straight, upright, righteous, somebody who's following the path of God, the Derech HaTzedek. As we are want to, Eidat HaDerech, we're the congregation of the path, of the way. So Yisrael could mean the way of God. Sar means minister, right? Means a minister, a leader. Like you go to Israel and you go to elections and you get the party in power and they appoint portfolios to different people and here we go. You're the Sar HaBitachon, Sar. Sar HaBitachon, you're the minister of defense. That's what Sar means. So that could be it. Yisra, can it mean struggling? And the answer is in an obscure way. But all of these other definitions are tied in also. All of these other definitions are tied in also. Okay? And so the man says, from now on, you're going to be called this. You're going to be called Yisrael. And a couple of paragraphs later, he's called Yaakov again. Okay? And then he's called Yisrael. And then he's called Yaakov. And he's called Yisrael. Well, this is a mystery. And of course, anytime you had something that's interesting, the sages are all over it. And so there is something that is noticed, and that is whenever Israel is following God and doing what's right in God's eyes and looking at things not of this world, but getting the big picture, we're called Yisrael, or he's called Yisrael. And whenever we got tunnel vision and we're looking at something maybe historical or some occurrence or something that's happening right in front of our face, good or bad, but whenever, then we're called Yaakov. Okay, so we've got a marker now for the rest of it. But it's interesting, right? From now on, you're going to be called Israel. And then, what does Israel do? He says, Peniel. This place is called Peniel. This place is called the face of God. Because I saw God. And then very interesting in Hebrew, panim el panim, plural. Faces to faces. Faces to faces. Now, for those of us that are diligently rising early on Shabbat morning and coming to adult ed, the five faces, to the five faces, and we're seeing, and it's very obvious. The rest of you, oh, a little more study, we can get there. Okay? And so that's why it's called Peniel. Okay? Shabbat Shalom. We will continue with the Amidah service. Okay, just a reminder. We're on page 536. Just a reminder. The purpose of services. Oh, did we not have anybody do for the children today? Ooh. Oh, I know Beth was gone, but I thought, okay. Sorry about that, kids. We are really doing two services today. The first service is the Shacharit service. And what this does is commemorates the morning sacrifice that is listed in Numbers chapter 28. Now we're going to do the additional service. It's much shorter. The Musaf service, which commemorates the temple sacrifice specifically for the Shabbat, specifically for the Sabbath.
Okay, so we'll read through it. You can see it's all about the temple sacrifice specifically for the Shabbat. So that's why we do it. The whole purpose of having synagogue service is to commemorate the temple services that we can't do because we don't have a temple. We can do everything except actually make the sacrifice, and that's what this service is. This order of service dates back to Solomon, and even further back than that, to Aaron and Moses. The order of service is the same. Okay, and that's why we're doing it. When Yeshua went to synagogue, this is what he did, and this is why. So we'll continue with the Musaf, the additional service for the Shabbat, which is on page 537, please rise. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu v'Eloi Avoteinu, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov, Hayel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora, Ehel Elyon, Gomel Chasidim Tavim V'Koneh Hakol, Lezocher Chasdei Avot, Umeidi Goel Ebnei B'neihem, Lema'an Shmo B'Ahava, Melech Uzer Moshe U'Magen. Baruch Atah Adonai, Magen Abraham, Atah Gibor L'Elam Adonai Nechayem Iti Matara L'Hoshia, Mashiv HaRuach U'Merid Aga Hashem, מחלקל חיים בחסד, מחיי מתים ברחמים רבים, סומך נופלים ורופא חולים. מתיר אסורים ומקיים אמנתו לשני עפר. מכמוך בעל גבולות, ומדור מלח, מלח ממיתום חיה ומצמיח ישועה, ונאמן אתה לחיות מתים. ברוך אתה, אדוני, מחיי המתים. 540. We will revere and sanctify you with the words uttered by the holy seraphim, who sanctify your name in the sanctuary, as it is written by your prophet. And they call out to one another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole world is filled with his glory. His glory fills the universe. His ministering angels ask each other, Where is the place of his glory? Those facing them reply, Blessed is the Lord's glory from his place. From his place may he turn with compassion and be gracious to the people who proclaim the unity of his name, morning and evening, every day, continually, twice each day, reciting in love the Shema. Listen, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. He is our God, he is our Father, he is our King, he is our Yeshua. And he, in his compassion, will let us hear a second time in the presence of all that lives his promise to be your God. I am the Lord your God. And in your holy writings it is written, The Lord shall reign forever. He is your God, Zion, from generation to generation. Hallelujah. From generation to generation, we will declare your greatness. We will proclaim your holiness forevermore. Your praise, our God, shall not leave our mouth forever. For you, God, are a great and holy King. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy ones praise you daily. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You instituted the Shabbat and favored its offerings. You commanded its specific laws along with the order of its libations. Those who delight in it inherit eternal glory. Those who relish it merit life. And those who love its teachings have chosen greatness. Even before Sinai, they were commanded about it. Then you, Lord our God, commanded us to offer on it the Musaf offering of the Shabbat in the proper way. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our ancestors, to lead us back in joy to our land and to plant us within our borders. There we will prepare for you our obligatory offerings, the Tamid offerings in their order, and the Musaf offerings according to their laws. And the Musaf offering of this Shabbat day we will prepare and offer before you in love, in accord with your will's commandment, as you wrote for us in your Torah, through your servant Moses, by your own word, as it is said. On the Sabbath day, make an offering of two lambs a year old without blemish, together with two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with oil as a meal offering, and its appropriate libation. This is the burnt offering for every Shabbat, in addition to the Tamid offering and its libation. 547. Shomrei, 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 Shabbat v'kore, onei Shabbat. Yismechu b'malachutecha, shomrei, 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 Shabbat v'kore, Those who keep the Shabbat and call it at the light shall rejoice in your kingship. The people who sanctify the seventh day shall all be satisfied and take delight in your goodness. For you favored the seventh day and declared it holy. You called it most desirable of days in remembrance of creation. Our God, God of our ancestors, find favor in our rest. Make us holy through your commandments and grant us our share in your Torah. Satisfy us with your goodness and grant us joy in your Yeshua. Purify our hearts to serve you in truth. In love and favor, Lord our God, grant us as our heritage your holy Shabbat, so that Israel who sanctify your name may find rest on it. Blessed are you, Lord, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Find favor, Lord our God, and your people Israel in their prayer. Restore the service to your most holy house and accept in love and favor the fire offerings of Israel in their prayer. May the service of your people Israel always find favor with you, and may our eyes witness your return to Zion in compassion. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his Shekhinah to Zion. We give thanks to you. For you, Lord, the Lord our God, and God of our ancestors forever and all time, who are the rock of our lives, the shield of our Yeshua from generation to generation. We will thank you and declare your praise for our lives which are entrusted into your hand, for our souls that are placed in your charge, for your miracles which are with us every day, for your wonders and favors at all times, evening, morning, and midday. You are good, for your compassion never fails. You are compassionate, for your loving kindnesses never cease. We have always placed our hope in you. For all these things may your name be blessed and exalted by our King continually, forever and all time. Let all that lives thank you and praise your name in truth, God our Yeshua, and help. Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is the good, and to whom thanks are due. Our God and God of our fathers, bless us with the threefold blessing in the Torah written by the hand of Moses, your servant, and pronounced by Aaron and his sons, the priests, your holy people, as it is said. Yevarecha Adonai ve'yishmerecha. Yair Adonai panav elecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ayasen lecha shalom. Sing, sing, sing shalom. Sing shalom tovah u'bracha, sing, sing, sing shalom tovah u'bracha. Great peace, goodness, and blessing, grace, loving kindness, and compassion to us and all Israel, your people. Bless us, our Father, all is one with the light of your face. For by the light of your face you have given us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and love of kindness, righteousness, blessing, compassion, life, and peace. May it be good in your eyes to bless your people Israel at every time and every hour with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. 554 together. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from deceitful speech. To those who curse me, let my soul be silent. May my soul be to all like the dust. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul pursue your commandments. As for all who plan evil against me, swiftly thwart their counsel and frustrate their plans. Act for the sake of your name. Act for the sake of your right hand. Act for the sake of your holiness. Act for the sake of your Torah. That your beloved ones may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart find favor before you, Lord, my God and Redeemer. And he who makes peace in his high places, make peace for us and all Israel, let us say. Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, God of our ancestors, that the temple be rebuilt speedily in our days, and grant us a share in your Torah. There we will serve you with reverence as in the days of old and as in former years. Then the offering of Yehuda and Yerushalayim will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. May be seated. Page 557. Mikeloheinu, mikadoneinu, mikemalkeinu, mikemoshiinu. Mikeloheinu, mikadoneinu, mikemalkeinu, mikemoshiinu. Baruch Eloheinu, Baruch Adoneinu, Baruch Malkeinu, Baruch Moshiyeinu. Atahu Eloheinu, Atahu Adoneinu, Atahu Malkeinu, Atahu Moshiyeinu, Atahu Shittiru, Avoteinu, Lefanecha, Eketoret Hasam. Kaddish on 561, but we shan't. So everyone rise, please, on page 563.
Shalo asanu kedoye haratzot velo asamanu kamishpachot adama shalo sam chalkeinu kahem וגוהר עלינו ככל המונם, ואנחנו קוראים ומשתחווים ומודים על לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא.
565 at the black triangle.
ונאמר, והיה אדוני למלך על כל הארץ, ביום ההוא, ביום ההוא, יגל אדוני אחד, ושמו אחד.
Please remain standing at the Avodah Yard site, otherwise be seated. יתגדל ויתגדש מהרבה. ימי ברכה ותהי, ימיך מלכותי, בחייכון ויומיכון, ובחיי לכל בית ישראל, בגלה ובזמן קרי ואמרו, אמן. יהי שמי רבא מברך לעולם עולם מעליה. יתברך וישתבח ויפאר ותרומם ויתנשא, ותדר ותעלה ותעלה שמי בקדושה וכו'. נעלה מכל ברכתה ושירתה, תושבחתה ונחמתה, תמרם בעלמה ואמרו, אמן. יהי שלמה רבה מן שמיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. עושה שלום במרומיו, הוא יעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן. Magnified and sanctified may his great name be in the world be created by his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and in your days and in the lifetime of all the house of Israel. Swiftly and soon and say amen. May his great name be blessed forever and all time. Blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, raised and honored, uplifted and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Beyond any blessing, song, praise and consolation uttered in the world and say, Amen. Amen. May there be great peace from heaven and life for us and all Israel and say, Amen. Amen. May He who makes peace in His high places make peace for us and all Israel and say, Amen. 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 Abigail, judge me.
A psalm for the Sabbath day. It is good to thank the Lord and sing psalms to your name, Most High, to tell of your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness at night, to the music of the 10-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you have made me rejoice by your work, O Lord. I sing for joy at the deeds of your hand. How great are your deeds, Lord, and how very deep your thoughts. A boor cannot know, nor can a fool understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, it is only that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are eternally exalted. For behold your enemies, Lord. Behold your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have raised my pride like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eyes shall look in triumph on my adversaries. My ears shall hear the downfall of the wicked who rise against me. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree and grow tall like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the Lord's house, blossoming in our God's courtyards. It will still bear fruit in old age and stay vigorous and fresh, claiming that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, in whom there is no wrong.
So, forevermore. We did more of this. We do the Anim Zimrod now, followed by the Mourner's Kaddish again. Okay? Well, we're not going to do that because we're hungry. So, we'll conclude on page 577 with the Adalam.
Adol Olam, Asher Malach, Veterem Kol, יציר נירא לעת נעשה וחרף צורכו עזי והלך שמו נקרא הו אדון עולם ושכן לך ותרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחרף צורכו אדון עולם ושכן לך ותרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחרף צורכו ויחה הרי יכלות הכל לבעתו ימלוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם השם המלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל אדון עולם השם המלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל והוא אחד ואין שני להמשילו להכפירה בלי ראשית בלי תכלית ולא העוז והמשרה אדון עולם השם מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל אדון עולם השם מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל והוא אלי וחי גואלי וצור חבלי ואין צהרה והוא ניסי ומאנוס לי מנת כוסי ביום נקרא אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל ויעדו עד כי ברוכי בעת אישן ויעירה ועם רוחי גביעתי אדוני לי ולא יירא אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נעשה וחפצו כל שבת שלום.
You know what? Marty Goetz told me I should record them. And I looked at Marty Goetz and I said, no. And he, you're standing next to Marty Goetz and he's saying I should record something? I don't think so. Yeah, it's like standing up in the heavens telling the story about the great flood from Hurricane Irma and in the front row is Noah.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you, dear. He's got potential.
No.
Yeah.
me a question, are you?
Yeah.
He came by, borrowed my drill, and did some stuff, but I think, I'm trying to remember what day it was. I was at work, so I had to on Thursday.
My work. Yeah, I got it
tomorrow.